One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite Size today, Thursday, the 3rd of August. And we discovered that we are the biggest Liverpool podcast on Spotify. The results were released yesterday. So a huge thank you to each and every one of you listening right now for contributing towards that. Apparently, we're also the 3rd biggest overall club podcast as well. So, yeah, massive. It feels very nice and positive vindication for all the hard work we've been putting in over the summer in particular. And obviously, to keep everyone's heads up during trying and testing times as Liverpool fans last season there. So thank you so much. Thank you so much indeed. Right, we've got some updates on the fitness of Alexis McAllister. We've got a couple of Romeo Lavia updates and a little bit of news around Moises Caicedo and then slamming the door shut on that one very quickly indeed. So first and foremost, we're going to start with Jurgen Klopp giving a positive injury update on Alexis McAllister, substituted at half-time in the pre-season friendly defeat to Bayern Munich after what looked like a knee injury. Jurgen was asked about it in his post-match press conference. He said it was knee on knee. He could have played on. The first information I got was that it was too painful, so it was clear that we would change. No need to push him through. When I spoke to him after he said, no, I would have been fine, but we didn't want to take any risks. It was just knee on knee, bruised. He was fine. And yeah, really good to see Liverpool in that regard. Jurgen spoke as well about how he wanted to make sure that he was happy, most importantly, from the games that everyone came through in injury-free, basically, because obviously we saw our season heavily derailed last year because of pre-season injuries. So, yeah, fingers crossed that the Reds stay so with one more pre-season game to go. But, yeah, really good news on Alexis McAllister, obviously clearly going to be a huge part of Jurgen Klopp's plans this season. He's been sensational in the games that we've seen of him so far. So, yeah, fingers crossed. It's just bruising. And nothing more severe than that. Let's move things forward to an update on Moises Caicedo, which was it's all in good fun, isn't it? Football Insider at Footy Insider 247 yesterday tweeted exclusive. We have been told that Liverpool are the mystery club to have made a sensational move for Caicedo. Sports Pete O'Rourke, transfer correspondent for Footy Insider, wrote an article on this one. And he says, revealed Liverpool are the mystery club to have made a surprise move for 100 million Moises Caicedo. Sources. Liverpool are the mystery club to have joined Chelsea in the race to sign Brighton midfielder Moises Caicedo. Sources have told Football Insider. Chelsea have been leading the chase for Caicedo all summer and have had multiple bids rejected by the Seagulls as they hold out for their 100 million asking price. Football Insider has now learned Liverpool have been in contact with Brighton to register their interest in Caicedo as they desperately look to add to their midfield options. According to The Athletic, an identified club have claimed to have submitted an 80 million plus bid, surpassing Chelsea's most recent offer. We're following it down the rabbit hole. A touch more on this. Brighton claim to have received the bid, and then the information has also come out via Caicedo. They then told Caicedo of this. There was a real strong whiff of the whole it's secret. There's no clear name on this being a negotiating tactic. In fact, Ben Jacobs has tweeted, Moises Caicedo camp have been told by Brighton an 80 million plus bid, surpassing Chelsea's rejected offer, from a new unnamed Premier League club is confidential. They don't know the identity or whether the offer is real, but for Liverpool fans, Ben Jacob adds, however, contrary to some reports, LFC have not bid. So yes, very short-lived rumour that Liverpool were in the hunt for Moises Caicedo at the 11th hour there. Still no one actually coming close to Brighton's valuation of the footballer. So yeah, that remains a bit of a stalled move at the moment. But yeah, I think it feels there's a bit of, what's the word? There's a bit of underhanded play going on here, a bit of gamesmanship happening from Brighton, who obviously want to try and cajole Chelsea into paying it. And look, Chelsea have done this themselves, and I've spoken a lot about Liverpool standing firm in the transfer market and valuations on footballers, but Chelsea went and spent £120 million on Enzo Fernandez. Brighton have got a player under contract, are more than prepared to dig in their heels on this, because Chelsea have now set the valuation for what defensive midfielders are worth in this country, and now they're unfortunate by the looks of it, and in some regards you kind of hope Brighton do hold them to it, are paying the extortionate price for that approach.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, a little bit of movements then. This broke yesterday, but just to bring it back to the top of the agenda again, on Andre. So ESPN Brazil, following on from Melissa Reddy's tweet that Liverpool were mooting a move for the 22-year-old Fluminense midfielder, ESPN have claimed that Liverpool have made an offer of $21.6 million, rising to a potential $25.9 million for the Brazilian midfielder. While the approach signals progress towards a possible deal, right, this is Anfield, the current indication is that no definitive decision is expected from Fluminense until next week. The Brazilian side wish to hold off on their response to the Liverpool until after the second leg of their Copa Libertadores clash with Argentinos Juniors on Tuesday. It leaves the Reds in a difficult predicament given their urgent need for reinforcements with the stars of the Premier League season just around the corner. We've also seen a little talk that this is a deal that could be available in January, but I suspect there's a talk of it being around 20 odd million release clause in January. It might be closer to 40-ish now, but it feels like Liverpool are kind of, again, trying to do somewhere a bit of a halfway house and say, we'll give you maybe more than the release clause, but not loads more than the release clause. And obviously they're coming towards a point where they might be willing to kind of let him go again. The Copa Libertadores, if they were to crash out of that competition, then they would have less need for him, and that might trigger something. But it's not necessarily something that's going to give Liverpool and Liverpool fans the hope that they're looking for, which is a number six in before the first game of the season against Chelsea. But yes, at least it looks like Liverpool trying to move forward with that one. Okay. Sacha Tavolieri, who is a Belgian journalist who's been speaking to us a number of times on Redmen Plus throughout the summer, has tweeted, this was yesterday evening, Liverpool ready to make a third and ultimate offer for Romeo Lavia. I understand the bid will meet the £40 million transfer fee expectations by Southampton plus add-ons. Players side just waiting for LFC to activate but inform the club of his desire to join the Reds. There's a feeling the Klopp's team are the only squad able to do such an offer at that moment. Dialogue remains open as Southampton won't let their biggest sale of the year with the financial impact of a relegation deal still on. Just reading between the lines on that, again, you're starting to get the feeling that Lavia has made his intentions clear to Southampton. There seems to say there's some sort of upfront fee of £40 million, and then the add-ons are going to be where the sticking point is for the Reds here. Obviously, we know that he's got a £50 million release clause for Manchester City next summer, which has obviously been factored into the negotiations on this, but it feels as though it's, this idea of third and ultimate offer. Liverpool and Southampton can hopefully see this as the one that gets it done. It feels closer to their valuation. It's not Liverpool being totally held to ransom either, and it's obviously a move that the player wants. So it sounds like we're approaching the end game with this one, really, where it works out. Still, Liverpool probably in reality paying too much for a player of his profile and age and experience, but in terms of what he's worth and what he's worth to Southampton and what he's worth, of course, to Liverpool, who need to get a move completed, this kind of starts to feel like it's the best move for all parties, really. So yeah, you would imagine this will move on. One thing actually just on this is that Southampton manager Russell Martin, in his pre-match press conference for Southampton's opening game of the season, which is Friday evening, has said that Lavia will be involved in their match, and basically said unless something changes in the next day or so, then yeah, he he's in consideration for the game. They've seen a bid rejected for James Ward-Prowse from West Ham as well, and basically said both of them are in that situation. They've both been training well, they've both got focused enough on the game that it's not impacting them. And yeah, well, and you could argue that this is a little bit of brinksmanship or whatever, but I mean, that's the situation Southampton are in. He's their player. If Liverpool don't meet their valuation or don't come to a negotiation, then he will continue to be a Southampton player, and they're going to have to crack on with their season as they look to get back to the Premier League at the first time of asking. So yeah, it feels to me as though the next day and a half are going to be pivotal, but yeah, we'll remain and see what movement there is on that one. Anyway, just want to draw your attention, of course, to our brand new book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World. It is here. It is available in both their regular and author-signed editions on redmanmerch.com. If you love Roberto Firmino, or if you know someone in your life who is the biggest Bobby superfan, then give them this incredible gift. It's A4 size, premium format, and very, very limited edition. It's a great look back on his Kop career, season by season, with fantastic photos that you won't have seen before from the archives. A wonderful set of tales about his ex-career in general, season by season. Some deep dives onto his biggest moments. Unique artwork from brilliant Liverpool artists. And a load more as well. It will take a wonderful pride of place in any Liverpool collection on your shelf. Should keep you entertained, whether you are a diehard Red or someone in your life is, whether it's for a kid, whether it's for a grown-up. Perfect for Liverpool fans and Bobby fans of all ages. And it is available right now on redmenmerch.com. Head over there. But if you want to keep up to date with all the Liverpool transfer news, if you want to know more about Andre, Dan Clubb has done a host of shows over on redmenplus.com, getting closer to the player, finding out more about him, about his temperance, his mentality, the deal, what he's likely to bring to the table to the Reds. So if you don't really know who Andre is and you've watched your compilations but you want to go deeper, head to redmenplus.com, sign up and get those shows today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.